This is the Looking for More podcast, connecting Christians who feel disconnected from the church. This is episode number one, for those who give the church a D. Welcome to this brand new podcast, Looking for More. You heard it correctly in the introduction. This is the very first episode. So welcome. I'm so glad that you've joined me. Before I explain what I mean by the title of this episode, For Those Who Give the Church a D, I would like to tell you a little bit about myself and my hopes and dreams for this podcast. I've been a Christian for decades, and I've served the Lord in a lot of different roles. I worked with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship with university students in Newfoundland, Canada. I was the Christian Education Director in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, Canada. I lived in South Korea for over 10 years, where I taught ESL. While there, I was a partner with the Overseas Missionary Fellowship, and I was responsible for the English ministry at a Korean Presbyterian church. For 8 years, I served as senior pastor in a Baptist church in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. In 2015, I moved to my home province, New Brunswick, where I care for my parents who are both in their 80s. It's been an adjustment to be back in New Brunswick. I'm not living in my hometown, but it's not far away from where I grew up. I've lived in many places where my name was uncommon and people didn't know how to spell it. But here in Carleton County, there are lots of people with the same name, and I have lots of relatives. I was reminded of that one Sunday morning. I was asked to preach at a local church here, a church that I had never attended and was totally unfamiliar with. One of the elders agreed to meet me before the service to show me around and to go through the order of service. When we met, we talked about the service, and he also asked me some questions about my background, where I grew up, where I went to school. And then just before the worship service began, he said to me, "In my line of work, I've come across some of your relatives." "Oh," I said, "and what kind of work do you do?" He replied, "I'm a judge." That was the funniest thing I'd heard for some time, and I found it quite hard to begin the service with a sense of dignity after hearing that. But what is most important for you to know about me is that I love the Lord, and it's my deepest desire to see people come to know Him and to grow in faith. I've enjoyed preaching and teaching, discipling and mentoring over the years, and in this new stage of my life, I'm looking for ways to continue to influence people spiritually. I decided a podcast was a good way to use my skills and my experience to continue influencing people for the kingdom. Those of you who know me may be wondering, but why start a podcast? Well, I can think of four reasons. One is this: to increase my sphere of influence. Perhaps it's a sign of getting older and being aware that I have more years behind me than before me, that I want to make sure that every day counts. I've been blogging since April 2015, and I've even made a few YouTube videos. You can find the videos and the blog posts on my website, shirleydemerchant.com. I didn't receive as much feedback as I had hoped for, or have as much interaction as I thought I might. So I'm wondering if there isn't a greater way to impact more lives and connect with more people. So I've decided to try podcasting. Besides increasing my sphere of influence, podcasting is a better medium for me than other mediums. People know me best for my preaching and my teaching, not for my writing and certainly not for my videos. What people have appreciated most about me and the influence I've had in their lives is how my words have encouraged them, inspired them, and instructed them It is so humbling to hear people say that something I said in a Bible study or in a sermon made a difference in their life. Besides the feedback I've received from people, my theological and ministry training has been in the spoken word. The seminary I attended many years ago was excellent in teaching people how to preach. And I love to preach and to teach scripture. There are always new insights to share. And when I'm learning, I'm eager to share what I've learned with other people. Thirdly, podcasting utilizes the power of audio. Many years ago, I was interim pastor for a few months, and I went to visit a church member who I'd never met in person. He was not able to get out to worship because he was limited to a wheelchair. So one of the deacons and I went to visit him. He welcomed us, and as soon as I spoke, he said, "I know who you are." He said, "I listen to your sermons every week by cassette." That's right, that's way back when cassettes were popular. I was quite amazed. And I also realized I was at a disadvantage because he knew me much better than I knew him. Through audio, you can connect with people deeply, not just with the content, but also how you say what you say. Through intonation, accent, and speed of speech. And certainly humor and storytelling is much more effective when spoken. I experience this every time I listen to an audiobook. Years ago, I discovered that I really enjoy listening to books being read, and especially when the books are read by their authors. It was so delightful when I was able to hear Barack Obama read his two books, Dreams from My Father and The Audacity of Hope, to listen to his explanation of his childhood and to hear some of the slang that he used to use as a child just made it come alive. I also enjoyed listening to Carol Burnett read her own book called This Time Together. In this audiobook, she did something she couldn't do with a printed word. Does this sound familiar to anyone? That's right. That's her famous Tarzan call. It was quite shocking to be driving in my car down the highway, listening to Carol Burnett and then hearing her Tarzan call. Audio is powerful. And fourthly, I've realized the impact of podcasts on my own life. I listen to many different types of podcasts, usually for information, for inspiration, and instruction. I have been greatly influenced by the words I've heard in podcasts. There's just something about when you have those earbuds on or those headsets on, when you block out all other noise and listen to that voice in your ear, there is a connection that is made that's not possible to make with the written word. I believe that I am being shaped by those voices I allow into my head, so I try to choose very carefully the podcasts I listen to. So, why a podcast on this subject? Well, when I was writing my blog series on the Living in 3D site at shirleydemerchant.com, the series that really caught my attention the most was one that I entitled Before You Leave Your Church. And as I was writing these posts, I realized just how strongly I feel about the number of people I have met who are Christians, but they're not connected to a local church. These are people who just, some of them have given up on the church. And as I listened to their stories, I just felt a great sense of loss and grief. Also, when I hear about churches that are not living up to their mandate given by God, it causes me such sadness. I just believe that when believers are not involved in a local church, they cut themselves off from one of the primary means that God has given us for spiritual growth and deep fellowship and to fulfill His purposes for this world. We are not created to be isolated Christians struggling on our own, but I see so many Christians doing just that. We are called to be a community, a family called the church. Our isolation and disconnect from the local church goes against a very core belief in Christianity that is all about relationships. Christianity is about our relationship with God through Christ and with God's people. Not being connected to a local church can stunt our spiritual growth, and it can rob others of the spiritual impact that we can make in their lives. Our disconnect with the church is robbing us of one of the characteristics that Christians are to experience and display, and that is joy. So there you have it, a little information about me and my motivation for starting this podcast. Let's look at our topic for today. For those who give the church a D. I can think of at least four kinds of people who would describe their attitude towards the church with a D. These are people who feel disconnected, disappointed, deserted, and disillusioned with the church. Let's look briefly at each one of them. There are many people who feel disconnected from the church, partly for geographical reasons. Some are disconnected by distance. These are people who may live in a place where there are few Christian churches. In North America, sometimes we forget that the church is persecuted in some countries, and in some countries, it's illegal to gather together for Christian worship. There are many countries in the world where the church is barely visible. Some people feel disconnected from the church because they have moved to a brand new community or city where they don't even know where there is a church that they can attend, at least not a church that they know they will fit in. I'm thinking particularly of students and military families who move quite frequently. Some people are disconnected from the local church because of lack of public transportation. And for some people, it is so hard to get to church because they have young children, they have mobility issues, and it's just hard to get there. Other people find that their work schedule keeps them from attending the services at their local church. So these people are all disconnected from the church. There are many people, though, who are disappointed in the church. There are lots of reasons we can be disappointed in the local church. It might be because the sermons are uninteresting and irrelevant. Maybe the music isn't meaningful. There might be people in the congregation who are not friendly. And it might be possible, actually it's quite common, I think, that sometimes you walk into church and you just see nobody in your age group or your demographic. You might be single and all the people who go to church are married, or you might be younger and all the people at your church are older, and you feel very much alone. People are often disappointed in the church because they can't get along with the church staff or others in the church, and there are churches known for the conflict, leaving many people hurt. Some churches lack vision, and they're too inward focused. And some of the people who are the most disappointed in the church are mature believers who attend their church every Sunday, who serve faithfully and give generously, but the church does not challenge them. It doesn't challenge them with more opportunities to serve or challenge them to think more theologically or more deeply about some of the issues of the day. Boy, you can probably think of lots of other reasons why people may feel disappointed in the church, but let's move on. The third D is those who feel deserted by the church. This can happen in different ways, but I think one of the most common ways is when people go through a crisis and the church is not there for them. It might be due to an accident or a serious illness that keeps you from going to church, and you find that nobody from your church seems to notice. They definitely don't reach out to support you. Some people go through painful transitions like divorce, and the church does not support or encourage them at all. I have met many divorced people who feel the church condemned and judged them because of the marriage breakup, rather than offering kindness and support. Others may go through a financial need and even ask their church for help and find there is no support. And sometimes people feel deserted by the church because the church does not meet the needs of their family. Some couples might go to a church looking for a children's or youth ministry and find that there's just nothing there for them. The fourth category of those who would grade the church with a D are those who are disillusioned with the church. Both Christians and non-Christians have an idea of what the church is supposed to be, and instead of seeing that, they see a lot of hypocrisy. In the church, we teach and preach about the importance of love, and yet some churches have people who won't even speak to each other. Christians say that our faith is the most important thing to us, but it doesn't seem to inform our daily decisions or impact our lifestyle. Christians say we want others to believe as we do because it's the best thing in the world, but we don't show any joy in our faith. Not only do people see hypocrisy, they see a lack of transformation in people's lives who attend church. Well, those are four D's that describe how some people feel about the church. They feel disconnected, they feel disappointed, they feel deserted, and they feel disillusioned. And there's so much more that could be said under these four categories, but I think you get my point. But I want you to know, I love the church. And the church is magnificent when she acts like the church as God intended. But I do understand that the church has often failed miserably. But I don't want to give up on the church. I want to be a bridge. A bridge between the church and those who feel disconnected. And that is a reason for this podcast. So how do I plan to go about this? Well, I've thought about that, and there's several things that I believe I can use or do to help build a connection. Over the years through Bible studies and preaching, I've come across a lot of material that I think is really relevant to share through a podcast. So I want to share through sermons and studies that I've done. I want to look at scripture as well and just look at what the Bible says about the church. So how do I plan to do this? Well, here are just some ideas. I want to share ideas from scripture about what the church is intended to be. I want to share some of the things I've learned in Bible study, some of the things I've shared in sermons, as well as in other books and from my own experience, to explore what it means to be the church and to explore some of the reasons why the church fails us at times. I want to explore some of the issues that keep people disconnected from the church and some of those issues today that are really complicated. I want to share material and ways on how to grow spiritually and explore ways to connect with other Christians. So I want to share from the Bible. I want to share from insights I've gained. I want to talk about some of my experiences. I also would like to interview people. I'd like to interview people who are doing church differently. This is an exciting time for the church. There's so much creativity that I would like to share from people or have them share themselves how they are doing church that is helping them connect with people and helping people connect with God. I also would like to interview people who are struggling with the church and give them an opportunity to share their stories. I want to connect people, but I can't do it without your help. I can't connect with you if I don't know who you are or what your experiences or issues are. So I invite you to participate and give me feedback. Perhaps you would think of answers to one or more of these questions and let me know what you're thinking. For example, how do you feel about the church? Do you feel disconnected? Why is that? What issues are you facing that the church is not helping you with? And how do you think the church could do church better? I would be delighted to get your responses. You can give me the answers to these questions or share your ideas at shirleydemerchant.com/givethechurchad. That is all one sentence without any spaces. There you'll also see my show notes with a brief outline of this podcast in case you want to go back to see some of the notes. So I welcome, actually I need your feedback because I can connect or want to connect all I like, but if there's no one on the other end, then that's going to be impossible. So again, that URL is shirleydemerchant.com/givethechurchad. I look forward to our conversation. I look forward to getting to know you better and going deeper in faith, because I believe that deeper faith leads to greater joy. Talk to you next week.